For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Homelessness among veterans is a national problem. One housing project is designed to help address that issue in Jonesboro and the region. In little over 2 years, homeless veterans can be placed in transitional housing called Veterans Village. 9 homes will be built for qualifying veterans. Those placed will receive basic necessities and services to help get them back on their feet. Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin says facilities will be provided through a $1 million grant from the Arkansas Development Finance Authority.
And this housing program is a vital to assisting the special population in need in the first step towards the problem that is facing our state and our city and our nation. Veterans have earned the right to live without the fear of homelessness. And the National Housing Trust Fund and the Arkansas Development Finance Authority has paved the way towards the elimination of this program.
And Arkansas Adjutant General Major General Mark Berry says there are 250,000 veterans in Arkansas. He says one of the challenges veterans face is trying to access the service they need or even knowing where to find those services.
They just don't get the resources that they deserve, but it's projects like this that's going to take care of a lot of great Americans. I had the privilege last week to go speak at a veterans treatment court that handles some of the special needs of veterans in our communities. And it's programs like that, it's programs like this that are really paying back to veterans that have given much of their lives and they still continue to give and suffer with some traumatic issues that will take years for them to get over it, if they ever do.
The Beck Pride Center at Arkansas State University provides services to veterans in the community and will run the Veterans Village. Those include helping veterans fill out forms for benefits, a support group, and students providing resources. Director of the Beck Pride Center, Linda Nash.
And so the ones that I utilize the most often have been students that are in a bachelor's or a master's program. Social work, counseling, physical therapy, the speech department, occupational therapy have all played a role in the services that we can offer veterans that come in to visit our center. And if we did not have them, we would not be able to do the services that we can provide. And so this is an opportunity for some of our veterans that are really lost can become productive members of our local community just like they were before.
The award from the Arkansas Department of Finance Authority marks the first National Housing Trust Fund grant issued in Arkansas. Veterans Village is expected to be placed on Aggie Road near Arkansas State University. A groundbreaking is to take place this summer, and the project must be completed in 18 months. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves.